Welcome to Two Bards, One Mic. Insert interesting music here.
I swear we're actually going to get music one of these days.
Nah.
136.
136. Is that about right?
Yeah, it seems right to me. We had to can our first start because I was potted up way high for being sick last week.
Oh, are we actually starting?
I think so.
Why not? Go ahead. Throw it up there again.
136.
136. Since we don't edit, we got to...
The episode after 135.
And which was Sifluenza.
Sifluenza.
A.
And before episode Q19.
Yes.
Which doesn't exist.
No. Nor will it ever.
Keep your ears out for secret episode Q19. It's coming. No, it's not.
To a theater near you.
To a theater near
you. Oh, by the way, I did find out. Bit of Bad Luck is in limited theatrical release.
Cool.
Still don't know where.
I would love to go see you on the big screen.
I would love to go see me on the big screen, too.
I would love to go see so many people on the big screen.
Yeah.
We've got the Connor Marks. The Jesse Lee Keeter.
Yep.
The Russ Hodgkins.
Russ Hodgkins.
I don't know when
David Hogan, Basil Harris, Richard Carman.
Mark Carman. Nice.
No.
Is that Mark Carman or Mark Harmon?
It's Richard Carman is the actual person, but I was going with Mark Carman, which, would have been Mark Harmon from NCIS.
Nice.
Other fame.
And don't forget Summer School.
I won't.
I think that was him. I think it was Mark Harmon in Summer School.
Yes.
Oh, that was a terrible film.
Yes.
So I downloaded Bit of Bad Luck to my phone.
You did?
You can't launch it. Well, you can. You have to search for it again. It doesn't show an icon on the phone, period. You have to go in, search for it again, and then you can hit play, even though it's downloaded.
Mm-hmm.
There is zero way to initiate it from the videos app.
Weird.
I submitted feedback, but it's fucking Microsoft and Windows Phone, so they don't care.
Right. Which, by the way, the latest update, my band is working again-ish.
This is the sound of you getting flipped off on live.
Aren't you doing the ring?
No, I don't.
Oh.
No, the closest thing I'm doing to Fast Ring is eating really, really hot wings.
Yep, that's a fast O-ring.
But it burns.
That O-ring of fire.
So, that being said.
How are you recovering, Mr. Dobrowski?
Slowly. I still don't feel well. I have a... There's like something in the back of my throat that's swollen a bit. So it, like, every time I swallow, it feels like there's something that just won't go down. You know? Scott, come on. Mind out of the gutter. Which is where I was when I blew the guy that gave me this condition. It feels weird. Like I've got some kind of flap back there or something. Uh-huh. Still coughing up. At least it's whatever I'm coughing up now, not in Technicolor.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Transparent, just like ribbons for apathy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember my last bronchial adventure.
Yeah.
I was one of the last really, really bad ones I had. Mm-hmm. I was driving and coughed. And hand to God, it was calamari.
Oh, God.
I just had to let down the window and go. But I couldn't even fathom. I had to pull over and just go, did that come out of my... I don't know. It was like meat wad going flying out of the
car.
Did
it come out of my body? And should I be worried if it did?
Right.
Do I need that?
Do I need
should
to
I
go
put
back?
It back in?
Right, yeah. Was that a tumor?
Oh, that was a threemer.
Yeah.
So, feeling okay. Not 100% by any means, but definitely above 50.
Good.
And when you heard me last week, it was like 30.
Yeah.
You know, so it's better.
And when we didn't hear him, it was about 10.
Oh, God. Dude, I was courting zero a couple of times there. So, fucking sucked. So bad. Yeah, that's kind of where I am. Should talk about our weeks a bit?
Yeah.
Cool. Well, my week was... I went back to work, not contagious, but still sick.
Mm.
So that was a terrifying sort of...
Experience.
It's weird. It's weird being shackled by sickness somewhere that you're already kind of not happy to be.
Yep. It
feels very demotivating.
Yes, demoralizing.
Demoralizing, yeah. I also noticed that when I'm sick, I say a lot. Because my brain doesn't work as fast, I don't think. So I don't...
I have a chance.
So, anyway.
Mm.
Ordered my PC refresh, which I do once every 3 years or so.
What is that?
New parts. So I upgraded my PC. My previous PC was built in 2013.
Mm.
Maybe 2012. It's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
But we haven't had a major leap forward, really. So
right. It's
kind of okay. I moved up to a socket LGA 2011 V3 with an extreme i7 its stock clock is 3 gigahertz, but it'll go up to like 4.5.
Oh, wow.
Haven't done it yet, but I haven't fucked around with overclocking just yet. So
yeah.
Octa-core.
Nice.
Which is nice. I've got 128 gigs of Vengeance RAM, Corsair Vengeance RAM. So
wow,
yeah, just
so I got 64 gig, and that's pretty.
Yeah, oh yeah, totally
beefy.
So,
what motherboard are you using?
I'm using an MSI X99 A7 Gaming.
You left the Asus, eh?
I left the Asus, eh? I did leave Asus. My previous Sabertooth was giving me nothing but trouble.
Really?
It would only boot like 40% of the time.
Hmm.
Partially because of my configuration. I have everything in the world fucking plugged into that thing.
Oh,
so true. That's part of it. The MSI has been really good so far. Missing a few of the things I really wish it had. It has no eSATA ports on it. Zero. It doesn't have an NVMe PCIe X4 drive port, which is sad because I really wanted to get one of those, so I have to go with a PCIe adapter card. Whatever. Still a little cramped in terms of SLI, which they always are.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't fucking companies and doing the SLI 1X, the PCI 1X, the really, really tiny ones that nothing plugs into except for like a modem.
Yeah.
That no one fucking uses anymore. Just fucking put a full-sized PCIe 4. Just fucking put a real one on there.
Yeah.
Assholes.
So you're using two video cards?
Two video cards. SLI 980 GTXs. So that's cool. Haven't had a chance to really take it out on the road yet. Mm-hmm. Just got everything set up over the weekend. I still need to get like final draft installed and re-registered. Which I'm glad I remembered to deregister it, because final draft, they just assume you're a thief if you call them with, like, you forgot to deregister. They just assume you're stealing everything.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're dicks about it. There's no option for, like, well, just deactivate all. Nope. They won't do it.
Wow.
So, that's... glad I remembered, anyway. Yeah, so that was my weekend, which went by very, very, very fast, partially because the rest of my house is also sick.
Mm-hmm.
So, it was a lot of... doing computer stuff and then going and cooking soup, doing computer stuff and then, you know, going and putting a blanket, you know, and all that jazz. So,
yep.
Yeah.
Caregiver and computer tinkerer.
Yes. Yes.
Were the two hats you were wearing.
I was wearing two hats. It was stupid because it was really hot. Should have been wearing no hats.
Right.
But I wasn't.
That's where all the heat goes.
Just, you just let it out.
It's like
a
chimney.
Could have put a heat sink on my head.
Yeah.
So
if you were wearing an aluminum foil hat.
Well,
could have helped.
Yeah, maybe. I don't think the voices were coming from the CIA, though.
No.
Oh, we're sick at the CIA.
They were coming from the next room.
Right. How was your week, Scott?
pretty good. I got Kairos finished up now, pending final approval for Camilla Dickinson and the Dark Horse.
Sweet.
So hopefully this week it will have an entire launch of all four current sites, and then we'll look at some add-ons. I need to do some work for, if there's a Hell Below, there's going to be a screening in Portland.
Nice.
And yeah, a lot of web stuff. I'm going to finish up one more web project this week. Had some voice auditions. I know I did stuff last week. I know I did. It's just, it's such a blur. I'm getting caught up on my Game of Thrones again. almost into season four. No, I'm into season four. Halfway through season four. And I got to get through season five. Is season five the current one, or is that...
Season five is the latest. Six is the one that's coming out.
Okay. So, okay. Yeah. So I still got...
Five is the one that ends with shame.
No.
It's just the word shame. I'm just telling you that much.
I just know that when I try and watch Vinyl, it keeps giving me preludes for Game of Thrones. And I'm like, no, I don't want to see it move, you dicks. I'm trying to get caught up. So, yeah, just a lot of running around. Oh, went to set for Journey Quest 3.
Right.
To talk with some people. Took my motorcycle. And was really happy. It was a nice day.
Mm-hmm.
And so I took off, went out there. Everything was great. Got to see some people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to give anything away, so keep tight-lipped. But then on the way home...
Most stuff's already been shared, by the way, on social media for that.
AK?
Yes.
Okay.
Already been announced.
Okay. So I saw Ann Kennedy, and I saw Paige Barnett. So those are people that I have not seen since the last Journey Quest, I believe. And the regular everyone else's.
Anne was here for something.
But I'm not sure that I saw her.
Oh, okay.
The last time I saw her probably was E2C2.
C2E2. C2E2, yeah.
And
where the hell did I see her then?
I was riding back... And bike stopped on the freeway.
Ah, shit.
Just, you know, pew. And
a Harley went pew. Yep. I don't believe you.
It
broke. Pew.
Pew.
Okay, got it.
Pulled over. Thought it was no gas getting to it. Don't know what it is. Turn the ignition on. See the lights. Have the hazards on. It tries to turn over, but it won't start. And I'm like, okay, fine. Let it sit there for a while. There was those huge concrete barriers off to the side for noise for the neighborhoods that are to the west of southbound I-5. Luckily, was just at the end of one of those, so I could duck around it, kind of hear what was going on the phone, called the Harley shop. Said, no, we can't tow you off the freeway if you can get to a parking lot. And I'm just almost to Federal Way. So I'm like, okay, start the bike up. It goes again. Awesome. First gear, second gear, third gear. Okay, sit there for a while. Do it again. First gear, second gear, third gear.
Ooh.
Call someone for a ride. Trying to figure out if we get a U-Haul trailer to put the bike on. I need tie-down straps, which are here in Seattle. I'm going to Tacoma. It's like, oh my God. And I'm on the phone and I get a call. And I'm looking down the road saying, I'm just going to try. And someone has pulled over in the emergency lane where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
And now I can't get my bike past them.
Hmm.
I'm like, crap, get a phone call. Guess who?
Harley shop?
Paige Barnett.
Paige Barnett.
Leaving set, happened to recognize the bike, see me standing there, and said, he might just be taking a phone call. Why he would know that he got one of those on his bike, I don't know. Or he's in trouble. So she called, and I followed her off into Federal Way.
Mm-hmm.
First gear, second gear, went half a mile. No problem. Came to the stoplight, and I'm like, oh my God. Eased out, got parked, everything. And I'm like, this is really weird. I get up to freeway speed, and it cuts out. I stay in first and second. Everything's fine. So finally get to where I'm going. Paige brings me into town. I'm like, thank you. Call my buddy, who has been working on my bike for 3 years. Mm-hmm. Said, this is what the problem is. And he's like, sounds like it's an electrical problem with wires. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure it's not, because I just put in a new battery and I know that I tightened everything. He's like, well, it's X, Y, or Z. And outside of that, I have no idea. I'm like, okay. So I go back to look at the bike the next day. And my negative wire from the battery to the chassis is, I believe, 4-gauge copper.
Mm-hmm.
And has 2 huge flat spade terminal mm-hmm. loops on it. The one on the body has been cracked. And is hanging on by a piece of dental floss. And when I'd hit a certain RPM, it would slide apart far enough that it didn't get enough juice. And then when I'd stop, it would slide back together. So I ripped that baby off, went down to O'Reilly's, grabbed another one. Guy got me all set up, less than $20, got the thing fixed, back on the road, been a champ ever since.
It's funny, because I don't know much about bikes, but that's immediately what I thought it was going to be. No joke.
Yeah. So, lots of stress bubbling for a day and a half of, fuck, yet another expense that I don't need right now.
Right.
But it wasn't. So,
right.
It was really nice. And then, as a way of saying thank you to the Ram, not that I'm plugging restaurants, for letting me sit in their parking lot, I had a mug of Total Disorder Porter.
Ooh.
To calm my nerves for the ride back home.
Nice, nice. That's cool.
Yeah. That was the big scary-o shit thing.
Yeah.
This week. Yeah. So.
Better than coughing up a tumor, I suppose.
Yes, way, way better. less immediate.
Less immediate, yeah.
Less been there, done that, gone, move on, right. But less traumatic, yeah, for sure.
For sure. Crazy, man. Crazy. So, another thing that happened this week that was fun, mm-hmm. you might know about it. A truck tipped over on 99.
Yes, it did.
That's my route. That's the one that gets me to and from work. So
let me take everybody back a year.
Uh-huh.
Also on the 99 Viaduct, there was a huge total. I believe we were stuck in that one too.
The hailstorm?
No. The fish.
Oh God. Oh, yeah.
So there was either a semi or a very large box truck.
It was that a was semi full
transporting
of fish.
Got in a wreck, spilled open, fish everywhere. Shut down 99 in both directions. Everybody shifts from that into the city, which means the city's fucked mm-hmm. because there is no driving infrastructure within the city itself, really. Once 5 and or 99 are shut down,
correct,
it's all over. So that was a year ago, and people mm-hmm. still talk about it.
Yeah,
the fish incident. So today,
this wasn't as bad. Boxes. So if you've got a shipment coming tomorrow, pretty bad though, because what they had to do, there's no room to.
We haven't told them what it was though.
Oh, about the semi just tipping over.
What its cargo was.
It was just boxes, as far as I know. Have you heard more?
It is literally what I texted you.
Oh, I didn't see
it. It is frozen crab.
Oh, well, I texted you a response. I didn't understand your text.
Oh, okay.
You didn't read it? I thought it was like, is that slang? Are you
no,
like,
literally frozen
cool
boxes
shellfish?
Of frozen crabs.
Oh, great. Great. At least we're moving down the evolutionary ladder.
Yes. But man, I wish I was there to get some free green crab.
Dude, they
already
were fucking
shelled.
They were dumping boxes big time over the side, is my understanding. So the truck tipped over. Probably because, well, it's a shitty fucking, so it's all under construction. It's a divergence to get onto the viaduct, so it's not a straight shot anymore. So the truck had to do a turn. My guess is because the lanes are really narrow.
Mm-hmm.
Either someone cut him off or he cut someone else off and adjusted, over-adjusted. Plus, it was really windy today. Tipped over. They had to close both the northbound and southbound lanes. This is funny because there was no room on the northbound lane to tow the truck back up onto its wheels. So they had to close the south. Now, these are separate. These are physically separate lanes, separated by a giant gap that drops down into, like, die.
The abyss, yes.
So they had to bring a tow truck to the other side, run a chain across the gap to pull the truck up enough to get it to the point where they could get another tow truck in to lift the bed. And they finally, like, drug it off, but terrible. So,
because they've got to unload the entire trailer.
Yes.
To get it up. And that's what the fish problem was.
Yes.
Instead of it being crated, frozen crab, it was just
loose fish
everywhere.
Yeah.
So they needed to get all the guys from Pike Place Market down there to start throwing them.
Yeah. So
where's the camera crew when you need it?
No shit. Very fun. Aaron was in the car for about 2 hours.
Oh, no.
I was able to warn her, though. Thank you, Twitter, by the way. Twitter's awesome. Twitter let me know the moment it happened. And I was able to let her know. So she left the house immediately because we knew that the surface streets were going to be terrible.
Mm-hmm.
We thought we were going to be able to take 99 back. And then I saw that they closed that off. So I was like, okay, let's figure out what to do. We ended up taking 5th, which is terrible.
Yep.
It's just an awful street. But it was better than any of the others today, which was surprising. Something's up with downtown. Downtown does not thump on a Monday.
No.
Very few people go to work. I think there might be a lot of work from home Mondays downtown or something like that. Not Amazon, of course, but
no,
it was very light 5th Avenue traffic. So we got home finally. It was fun. It wasn't fun.
Still don't know about, speaking of Amazon, don't know about my Wizard audition.
Wizard!
Because they've put it on hold.
Holding apparently. The Wizard.
So, yeah, it's like,
cool. Well, shall we get to some questions?
Sure.
Cool.
Why not?
Well, let's just get to some questions.
Okay. I need to step away from the mic.
Okay. The only reason we're jumping to questions is we haven't actually done a lot of production stuff aside from stuff that is either super, super boring or that you can read about on Zombie Orpheus' webpage for Journey Quest 3,
that we
can't talk about. I do know that I got contacted that I might be this week going and doing some voice recording for a specific project we've already talked about, but not for the character for which I am primary. So, just doing some background stuff for that. So that might be fun.
Yeah. At least you're getting called in to do something.
Sure it'll be unpaid.
Oh, I'm sure. And I...
Mm-hmm.
Can I say it?
About tomorrow? No.
Nope.
You can say that you're going to go do something and allude to it, but I wouldn't say what it is.
Okay.
You are going to be in Journey Quest 3.
I will be...
You will be in Journey Quest 3.
On camera.
Yes.
In Journey Quest 3.
You will now be representing both sides of the stock market in Journey Quest.
Yes, I will be. So you figure that out, and that's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, good call.
It's I don't even know if I'm going to be listed in the credits, but...
You might be making the credits, so...
True. All right, so... Thomas Brophy at the Thomas Brophy writes...
You don't pronounce it Tahomas?
I don't. Hmm. He may, but I never talked to him, so I don't know.
All right.
But I think Thomas brings... Oh, by the way, speaking of which, congratulations to Brian S. Lewis.
For finally choosing a middle initial.
Yes. So, welcome SAG member Brian S. Lewis, not to be confused with... the already established SAG member, Brian Lewis.
Right.
I can't believe that there can only be one SAG member per name.
I know. I'm going to just refer to him as Brian's Lewis.
I thought he should just go with B period S period Lewis.
It's true.
B because
I thought he should have gone with the
from like C.S. Lewis.
I thought he should have gone with the prepended initial S. Brian Lewis.
Yeah.
Or C. Brian Lewis.
Yeah.
That would have been amazing. Q. I wanted Q so bad. He was not a fan of Q. I wanted Brian Q. Lewis or Q. Brian Lewis.
I just wanted B. Period Lewis.
I know.
Because that's awesome. Everybody refers to him as Bluis anyway.
Bluis. We don't refer to... Scott does refer to you as Bluis. He does.
I do. It's personal.
He often says little boy Bluis.
Lost to Shoeish. Shoeish.
Blows his horn. Little boy Blue blows his horn.
Right.
But who? Yeah. I don't know who lost his shoe. Anyway. Nursery rhymes, man.
It's certainly not Jack Horner.
No. Who no, sat he in did corner. Something else.
Yeah. So, Thomas Brophy, at the Thomas Brophy writes, "Hey guys, if you have seen Batman v Superman and didn't like it, what can DC do to improve their films a la Marvel?"
So, I have not seen it.
I have not seen it either.
Waiting
for it to come out on ABC or Lifetime Channel.
Looking at...
Your mom's name's Martha. My mom's name's Martha.
I have a lot of opinions about Superman, and Zack Snyder and I would not get along at all. Soups is... I know. Kevin Smith fucking loves the movie because he's a Bats guy. Always has been a Bats guy, right? He doesn't like Soups. He likes Bats.
Right.
So the movie is a Batman movie, primarily.
Mm-hmm.
It's because Batman is America and Superman is immigration. So, dude, it's Zack Snyder. That guy, that guy was reading that script while crying and masturbating to the Patriot Act. That guy's fucking, I hate that guy. So I've watched enough of his movies to know that if the creator of the property doesn't have full, absolute control over the film, he's going to Snyder it up. He did it with Man of Steel. Mm-hmm. Snydered the hell out of Man of Steel.
Yeah.
The whole point of Superman, and I don't want to hear, and Don Thacker, if you're listening, fuck you. I don't want to hear, this is my Superman. It's not, you're just old, you're not blah blah blah. No, Batman has nuance all the fuck over the place. I'm fine with this being your Batman. It's a great Batman. Affleck looked great. Yeah. Affleck was awesome. Yes, I love the Miller. I love the Dark Knight. The point of Superman is there is no moral ambiguity. None.
Right.
Zero.
Black and white.
Black and white. What is lawful? He's lawful stupid. You know, the whole point of Superman, lawful stupid. In Man of Steel, they ruined that already.
Yes.
He threw a tantrum and tied a truck into a knot. You know, his dad was an asshole. In Man of Steel, his dad was a piece of shit. Die again. Kent. Piece of shit. Fucking Waterworld. So, they also saved a dog that had to have been 26 years old.
Yep.
Instead of saving his dad. That's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing was stupid. And Zack Snyder was just like, eh, fuck it. Put it in a tornado. Everyone will love it. Theory? Fan theory? That's the Twister from Twister. Kansas. It would have been about the right time.
Mm-hmm.
Twisters from Twister. So, not a huge fan of Man of Steel. I don't know if you can tell.
No.
Haven't seen it again.
Right.
I've seen a lot of it, though. I've seen a lot of clips. I've seen a lot of reviews. Don't like Eisenberg as anything they made him. I understand that's what a millionaire is today. I get that. You know, be with the times. But you know what? A millionaire is also not that. A millionaire is also Donald Trump. A millionaire is also the Koch brothers. Millionaires can still be Lex Luthor-esque. They can still be Gene Hackman.
Mm-hmm.
Totally fine.
Kevin Spacey.
Yeah. Oh, Kevin Spacey was the best part of Superman Returns, hands down.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then the other thing that pisses me off, I know that it's a world-building movie. I get that. Dawn of Justice, fine. Cool. Great. Why Doomsday? Don't pile on another... I mean, I know they needed a big bad to fight at the end or whatever. couldn't they have just...
Oh, is that who they're going after?
Yeah, they always go after Doomsday. Oh. You know, because he was really popular in the 90s, because emo Superman got killed and blah, you know?
Right.
So, anyway, haven't seen it, know enough about Zack Snyder to say, I'm not going to like it. I can guarantee you I'm not going to like it. What can Marvel do to make their movies good? What can DC do to make their movies good? They can hand over the reins to nerds and geeks, which is exactly what Marvel did. Mm-hmm. Zack Snyder, neither. He's a bit of a comic book geek for very specific comic books.
Yes.
He has a definite taste. But he doesn't care about truth to the medium. Marvel has found a good balance of truth to the medium and truth to the character in film. You can't do a translation. You do have to do an adaptation. I totally get that. There was a translation. It worked really well, but it only worked once. Sin City, great translation. Not even a good comic book. Kind of a terrible comic book. Translation was amazing. Rodriguez did a great job. That was a translation.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly you have to do adaptations. And adaptations are what we've been watching.
Right.
Adaptations are very, very difficult. You have to pick the right elements. A good example of this is Fight Club.
Mm-hmm.
Fight Club is what I would call a perfect adaptation. Fight Club got all of the right points from the book and left out the shit that would have had you going, fuck this, I'm done. Because mm-hmm. there's a lot of that in the book. There's a lot of fuck this, I'm done in the book. There's a scene where, if I remember right, Tyler Durden is sitting naked in the shadow of some like driftwood or piers, like leftover pier stumps that make mm-hmm. a hand. It would look fucking stupid.
Right. But reading it's
fine, because your mind will do fine. It'll be right. Like, I can handle this.
When you were saying fuck you, I'm out, I was meaning that if you visualized it,
yeah.
The bits of the book. Right.
Okay. Right. So so adaptation's a tricky thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think DC has ever figured that out.
Nope.
Except their animation department. There's how you fix it. Get all the people who are currently doing DC animation, your Bruce Timms, your Paul Dini's, those types of people, put them in charge of the fucking movies.
Yeah.
You idiots. You fucking idiots. Two, you need a Stan Lee. I don't know who it is, because everyone's dead. You're not going to get Bob Kane, dead, but you need a Stan Lee that you can, you know. Three, you need to understand that taking something seriously doesn't mean making it look like it was drugged through a fucking parking lot behind a 1973 Firebird for 4 hours. That's not what it means. Also, gritty and lived in aren't the same thing. Lived in is good. Lived in gives character. Gritty for gritty's sake doesn't do shit.
No.
You know? I half expected Bruce Wayne's fucking tuxedo to have, like, scorch marks on it.
We're living in Gotham. It's a scorch mark shirt. I wear my scorch mark shirt to the scorch mark benefit. Lots of kids running around in scorched clothes. Want to make sure to take care of that. Batman.
So.
Poor Affleck. He always gets Bennifer.
Batfleck.
I mean.
Bevan Smith.
I'm sorry. It's not his fault he gets cast in these things. Yes. He chooses to take or not take the part. It's not. He's not forced into doing things. But. I mean, come on, people.
Well, he's one of the nicest people of all time, though.
Yes.
You have to understand, like, personal story about Ben Affleck from one of his family members. It's a great story. He has some family members who live in a rural area of a certain state.
Mm-hmm. Adjacent to Washington.
Yes. And they live very rurally. Didn't have running water on their land. The movie paycheck, he did as a paycheck to pay to get them a well drilled and running water. So he's a really cool guy.
Yeah.
You know, very nice guy. I wouldn't even put that. Dude, if someone came up to me right now knowing what I know and said, hey, you want to be in the next bat? Fuck yeah. Yes, mm-hmm. I want to be in that.
Yeah.
Fucking make me Mr. Freeze. Make me say shit like, ice to meet you. Fuck it. Yeah, I'm fine. I don't care.
Yep.
It's Batman versus Superman. It's Justice League, you know? Fine. That being said, overall, I think DC's biggest problem is they don't take the right side of the subject matter seriously. They think that the audience has to take it seriously, that it has to be serious, that it has to be big and heavy and all this shit. They don't understand when to crack a joke. I mean, that's fucking obvious.
Yeah.
That's fucking obvious.
There's almost no humor in anything that I can recall from a DC movie.
Man of Steel, the closest thing I can remember to anything even kind of humor is, well, on Earth, it's an S.
Whoop-de-fucking-do,
you know? But then you look at, you know, I mean, look at Avengers. In the middle of a fucking serious fight, they do a joke where Hulk punches Thor off screen. That's fucking hilarious. It was levity that was brought into a serious situation that was a serious scene. They never lose track of the fact that they're there to entertain.
Right.
So, but Zack Snyder just, fuck, dude. Someone hit that guy's puppy when he was a little kid and he's just never let go of it. Jesus. You know, and it's not just, it's really all non-direct Marvel properties. Because look at Spider-Man prior to, I don't know what he's going to be like after Civil War, but I know that they're rebooting him with Marissa Tomei, which is bullshit. Marissa Tomei is Aunt May. Fuck you. Are you kidding me? Aunt May's like 70, frail, tiny, gray hair. She has gotten consecutively younger every time they've done a reboot.
Uh-huh.
In the first movie, she was, I don't know, second movie, she was Sally Field, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now she's Marissa fucking Tomei, who could still absolutely get into any club at LA without even a fucking moment's hesitation. That's not Aunt May. That's older sister May at the best. So, and of course, if they're doing Aunt May, that means new origin story again.
Yep.
I really hope they do it. I hope, because they're going to require them to do an origin story. They always do. So I hope the origin story goes something like this. Hey, I got bit by a spider, my uncle died, and now I'm Spider-Man. Let's get on with it. Because they need to fucking stop doing origin stories. They did Batman's origin story again in this movie. Fucking Batman. We all know what happened.
Right. Maybe that's the key.
Quit
doing origin stories, A. B, quit rebooting the fuck out of your properties.
Jesus Christ.
Because what? We're in the third iteration of Superman's.
Well, let's start with Batman.
Fourth iteration of Batman.
So we'll ignore the show.
Okay? Yeah. Yeah. So you've got TV is not included. This is just movie.
You've got Tim Burton. Yeah. So Tim Burton's Batman 1 and 2. Then you've got was the next one Kilmer, or was the next one Clooney? Either way, it was Batman and Robin was like a reboot.
That was Val Kilmer.
Val Kilmer. Batman Forever was not a reboot, so that kind of, even though it was a new Batman, it was definitely the same.
You can tell. I lump all four of those into the sort of the same
Batman.
Yeah, because they were all sort of every 2 years this came out.
Yeah, then you've got Batman Benign. No, I mean Begins. No, Batman Begins was great.
Mm-hmm.
Dark Knight was fucking incredible.
Yes.
Then Dark Knight Rises happened.
Yeah.
Oh my God. He spent 12 hours pouring gas so he could do a vanity bat symbol. 12 fucking hours, man. And he walked from the other side of the earth. I guarantee you, Bruce Wayne's missing. If he booked a flight, he's fucked. He doesn't have anything else. He just walked, I guess. Whatever. That's fine. 70-year-old police chief? Yeah, throw him in the back of a fucking truck with no seatbelt and the bomb. Then joss him around a bit. He's fine. He's fine. Anyway, whatever. So Dark Knight Rises, but that's fine. And then now you have Batfleck. This, I don't want to think of this as a reboot. This is a reimagining. Like, it's definitely, this isn't Batman as a Batman. This is Batman as part of the Justice League Batman. I do have a bit of an issue there just because this is definitely not New 52 Batman. Definitely not New 52.
Hmm.
So it's Frank Miller's Batman, who should be 65 years old, maybe. Well, they didn't do that.
Nope.
So I don't know where to go with him. He's he's thick Batman. Like, that's the only, he's a thick, thick Batman. No, not lithe, not the acrobat, not the ninja, thick Batman.
Mm-hmm.
The only place to go with that is like Frank Miller's books. So, or maybe Kingdom Come. Justice League, Batman was a ninja and young.
Because you know? In Kingdom Come, that's where I remember him having a mechanized suit.
No, it was Dark Knight was when he had the mechanized... Dark Knight Returns was when he had the mechanized suit. Kingdom Come was when he had the jet. So Kingdom Come is when everybody was fighting and they did the nukes and Shazam and Superman... Sorry, Captain Marvel and Superman. Though they're just calling him Shazam now. I don't know if you saw that.
Mm-mm.
I missed out on this. He's just Shazam now. Shazam was the wizard who gave him his powers. Well, I think Merlin was the wizard who gave him the powers of the wizard Shazam. Whatever. So, Billy Batson says the word Shazam to call down the powers of Shazam.
Mm-hmm.
The hero's not Shazam. It's like, it's Captain, I think it's Captain Marvel, right?
I believe it's Captain Marvel.
Not to be confused with Marvel's Captain Marvel.
Right.
Who's fucking kicking ass, by the way, right now. So, go read Captain Marvel. It's great. I wish this had been Kingdom Come. Mm-hmm. I wish, instead of Batman versus Superman, I think Zack Snyder could handle Kingdom Come. One, not canon. Two, right up his alley. Government over control. Superman goes bad. Kind of, he goes bad, but he goes like super good. Rips off Green Arrow's arm. Spoiler alert. You know, I mean, all the, it's not canon. Can't be a spoiler, right?
Right.
So, this should have been Kingdom Come. And it wasn't. I'm still probably going to go see it. I just don't want to. I'm going to go see it like as a job. Like I it's like I need this piece of pop culture. So yeah, I think DC just needs to fucking hire nerds to do their movies. They need a Joss Whedon to come along. They need a Shane Black. They need
Gunn.
Gunn would be. They need Kevin Smith.
Yeah.
They need the Superman movie Kevin Smith was going to write for Nick Cage. They need that. They need Kevin Smith because he's a fucking nerd.
Yeah.
Kevin Smith.
Who can write?
You know, and you know, maybe well, maybe not. I don't know. Kevin Smith.
He can craft a story that the public will like, though.
I hated the Widening Gyre, his Batman arc. I hated it. But
that was a comic.
Yeah.
Right. I'm talking about he can write a movie.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, he could in the late 90s.
Yeah.
That's not necessarily saying he's got the same clout now. He is very much sort of stuck.
Mm-hmm.
He's got an arrested development in terms of his writing. I don't know if you've... Tusk was interesting. I wouldn't have called it great, but it was definitely interesting. You know, he's got another one coming out about a moose, similar to Tusk. So, anyway, get fucking nerds to do your shit and give them control. Don't just say, well, we hired a nerd, but we're going to tell him everything to do. No, fucking go find someone. Go find a Bruce Timm. Bruce Timm would probably love to fucking direct a movie. Go find Bruce Timm. Say, direct a movie. You know, we're going to do a real movie, not this Suicide Squad New 52 bullshit. We're going to do a, you know, maybe we'll do the old Suicide Squad. How's that? Mm-hmm. But we'll go ahead and put your Harley in it. Let them do that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Fucking, the only time Fox has gotten it right, the one time. I would argue the first two X-Men movies were good, but they weren't good X-Men movies.
No.
I enjoyed them as movies. Mm-hmm. They were not good X-Men movies. They fucked up the characters really bad. The only time Fox has done it right is when they gave Ryan Reynolds the fucking reins. Ryan Reynolds, a huge goddamn Deadpool nerd.
Yep.
And what did he do? The best, hands down, the best X-Men related franchise ever made in every way. Just the best thing they've released. Not because it was rated R.
No.
But that's what they're fucking grabbing onto. Who's rated R? That's what. No. It was good because you gave the fucking reins to someone who liked the property. So, and who understood the property.
Mm-hmm.
And who didn't want to make the property his own, who wanted to do honor to the property.
Right.
That's my take. I think that Zack Snyder did a pretty good job with Watchmen. I would argue that the ending sucked because it completely changed the message.
Yeah.
To the, exactly the opposite. The original message was God has left us. We don't need God. This message is we've made God angry. What can we do to not make him angry?
Mm-hmm.
Which is a very Zack Snyder-y way to do things.
Yeah.
So what's your take, Scott?
I tend to agree with you on all counts, except you missed the entire point of Batman v Superman.
Money?
The introduction of Jason Momoa as Aquaman.
Oh, right.
This is all just the introduction of the best superhero ever.
Hands down, some of the best casting I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Especially if you're into newer Aquaman. Great casting. He's going to be... Well, I've heard his introduction in the movie sucked ass.
Probably.
But he, as Aquaman, great. I don't know much about the woman playing Wonder Woman.
I don't either, but if I had to pick a Linda Carter clone...
Mm-hmm. Dude, I have so many different so many different thoughts about Wonder Woman. I don't even know where to go with them all. But as long as they get her right,
mm-hmm.
because you can't fuck up Wonder Woman. Not today.
No.
You shouldn't have been able to fuck her up ever. And Linda Carter did a great job. And
she did.
That was never... She was always in... She always had agency on that show.
Yep.
She was always... Totally and utterly, you knew who the badass was,
mm-hmm.
and it was her.
Yep.
So I hope they do that well.
Yeah, I hope so too.
I have seen Flash. Why the fuck wouldn't you just use the TV Flash? Why the fuck?
Flash is in here too?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. The one thing I didn't see, it's a Zack Snyder film, so I'm not surprised, was Martian Manhunter. Well, he's black, see. Well, kind of. He's not really black, but his name's John Jones, and he presents as a black guy when he's in hiding.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying Zack Snyder's a racist. Not saying Zack Snyder's not a racist. But Martian Manhunter better fucking be in the Justice League.
I don't remember him from the Saturday morning cartoons.
Not Super Friends. That's not the same thing as Justice League, dude.
So, Laura Adams writes...
Who's he going to cast as Dino-Mutt? Who's he going to cast as fucking the Wonder Twins, man?
Exactly. That's what I
want to see. And Marvin. What about Marvin? Oh, fucking Shaggy.
Back at the Justice League.
Back at the Hall of Justice.
Oh, Hall of Justice. Yeah.
And the Legion of Doom.
Right.
Solomon Grundy want to talk.
Yeah. I don't know.
Solomon Grundy was born on a Monday. It's a nursery rhyme. It's like a British nursery rhyme, and they made a bad guy. It was really cool.
Hmm. Wasn't he in League of Extraordinary Gentlemen?
Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. No. God damn it.
He's Dorian been on Gray. Something.
Dorian Gray was
right,
in
League. Right, but Solomon Grundy's been in some movie, or was referenced in some movie at some point recently, because I've heard of him.
Okay, he was in Arkham... City, and he was referenced in Arkham Asylum, and Arkham Knight's Unplayable. Those are games.
Those are all games, yeah.
So, but he's a Creole criminal
mm-hmm.
who was hung, he's got knives in his back and shit, hung, went into the bog, was resurrected through black magic, Solomon Grundy.
Okay.
So.
Cool.
Born on a Monday.
Laura Adams, who may or may not have been born on a Monday, writes, did you guys do any April Fool's jokes or fall for any?
I'm not an asshole, and I'm not stupid, so no to both.
I did not fall prey to any of them. It was sort of a lackluster April Fool's this year.
Unless you lost your job because of Google.
I didn't even see...
Oh!
A Google April
there. So Gmail.
Uh huh.
If you compose in Gmail itself,
right, which I do.
There's a button that appears called Send an Archive.
Oh, okay. I did see that come up on somebody's mm-hmm. email.
So it became send and mic drop, and a minion GIF was attached going like, whatever they do, dropping the mic.
Right. Sorry, yes, I saw that, the drop the mic thing.
So the thing is, people were applying for jobs, and mic drop was getting attached. There was one woman who tweeted a screenshot of her email where she sent her condolences to a friend whose son died.
Oh, drop the mic.
Mic drop. Mm. So Google quickly disabled that.
Yeah. I got a cute one from Newegg, which was the magic 8-egg that you could go do a random generator that had like 3 things because I kept getting the same thing. Oh, speaking of random generators, if you were a lucky backer of the Demon Hunters role-playing game,
Demon Hunters,
Celestial Torch has some new stuff that Mr. Early and I busted out last week. That was the other big thing I did.
Nice.
Was some Demon Hunter stuff.
Very
so there's
cool.
some updates. We're doing Bits and Mortar.
Yeah.
Which is
I
if
saw
you
that.
If you buy a one of the books from a local game store, you will get the PDF for free.
Nice.
And then there's some cool stuff for the Celestial Torch backers, of which you designed the cards.
Yes.
The
Cobbler's Cafe, Corner Cafe.
Yeah.
Additionally, I don't know if you, so if you go to Bits and Mortar right now.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at the associated partners list, the new Dead Gentleman logo is up too, which was
nice.
Which is Ben Honeycutt and myself worked together to design that. It's so good looking on that page because so many of them are not.
And so many of them go to pages that don't exist.
Yes.
Because I was doing research to get graphics and stuff mm-hmm. and see what, because Bits and Mortar doesn't have a place to pull stuff. So,
right.
Anyway. So I saw the Newegg thing, and I was like, wow, I just built a better one of those. And I did like the red box, now hiring. Can you fit in small places and not claustrophobic? And they had a cutout picture of the guy.
They did that one already.
I'm sure they did. But
they used to put them on the side of their box.
Oh, nice. This was just on the screens because I went and rented that day, and
it was
on the screen, but it was also on their website,
came out
in an email. But that was about the only thing that I saw was those two
Well, I saw the Newegg products, and I knew right away they were fake because, of course, they were.
Oh, yeah.
So there was the Newegg product that was the Enterprise white noise generator. Newegg would have had $150 that second. If that had not been fake, but I absolutely knew it was fake. And of course it was.
Mm-hmm.
What else was there? Oh man, there were a few. But, there was the news site that reported that I don't like April Fool's jokes that are really, really close to the line.
Right.
Because I don't believe anything on April 1st, which means I don't believe real things either.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I get. I guess I don't get gotten by April Fool's jokes. I miss real news because I assume it's fake. And one of the pieces was that Obama signed a law nationally removing marijuana from Schedule 1 classification. So basically making it required misdemeanor nationally.
Mm-hmm.
So and of course, it was fake. I knew it was fake. But a lot of people did not know it was fake. So,
we're two wise guys.
We're just old and bitter.
That too. Rob McLennan writes, what is your favorite part of the production process? Planning? On-site? The actual cutting together of everything? Or seeing the final product?
On-site for me. Love on-site.
Yeah, I would have to say... of the production process. I mean, I do like the stuff that you and I have worked on in post.
Oh, for sure,
because
for sure.
There's a lot of fun to be had in that part of the process. But
that's
the family,
fun, yeah.
I mean, you get a certain set of gratification, and I've built this, and I've accomplished this, and oh, look at this neat thing.
Right.
But being on set with the cast, with the crew, with everybody there... I mean, that is a good day.
Post is playing a game.
Yeah.
On-site is camping with your friends and family.
Yeah.
So I'm going to pick on-site.
Yeah.
Yes, post can absolutely be fun. Watching the finished product, I don't care about watching the finished product. I care about watching people react to the finished product.
Yes, I like being with... I mean...
Gen Con is a fucking great place to watch people react.
Yeah.
You know, or any big... Any first screening.
Yeah. So. That is... I mean, I've seen Darkness Rising I don't know how many times, and when it's with a group...
Mm-hmm. It's still...
It's still fun.
Yeah.
It's neat seeing what other people react to. Me watching it at home, I just have memories, and that's a totally different awesome takeaway for me, but it's not the same as...
Right.
And so, yeah.
When you're 65 and you're watching it, it's going to be a different thing.
Yeah.
It's going to be very, very powerful for you, but... yeah, right now,
if I get to 65.
If you can be on set, man.
Yeah. And... Last question of the week goes to Paula Moran, who asks, have you ever had a character die in a game? And if so, how?
I mean, that's so like paranoia, of course. Like that's part of the game, is having your characters die and then using your clones. I have not actually had a D&D character die. So I do not have a story about a character where death is unexpected happening. I was the last character left in a 13th Age campaign, which 13th Age isn't fucking around. I was the last character left. I was a bard, but I was a jack of all trades mage bard. So mm-hmm. I was a magic bard. So I had fireball. Like I had a flamethrower in my loot. Pardon me. And I fucking threw a fireball for 150 some odd points of damage and killed the big bad.
Wow.
And then went around and resurrected stabilized everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So like I've been close, but I have never actually died in a campaign unless I've quit the campaign and there's I don't know how the DM killed me.
Right. The only time, well, other than playing Flynn and him dying, but then being resurrected, which actually happened in the campaigns that we ran, I believe, was Eberron campaign. I think I've related the story before, so I'll do the abridged version, but we were on an airship and I got separated from the party and was in the library or something looking for something, and I think there was an explosion, the airship went down, the bookcases fell on me.
I remember.
And I got knocked out, and everybody's leaving, and I write on a piece of paper, Don Early was DMing at the time, and I'm like, here you go. And he's like, oh, shit. I'm here, the rest of the party... you know, is gone. They're getting in the escape craft or whatever. And Christian was also playing in the game. And it's about to go down. And he's like, hold it. Wait. Where's Scott's character? And I'm like, gonna have to ask the DM because I can't tell you. And so Don works it out to let him remember that. They sent me off to do something. I hadn't come back yet. So as it's crashing, he gets everybody else off the ship, runs back in, has enough hit points, and say, I'm pretty sure it was Christian. He might have been playing a construct, or it was Nathan who was playing. I can't remember who. But anyway, somebody came in, grabbed me, and I was at negative... I wasn't dead, but I was -1. What do you go to? -10?
Well, I don't know about Eberron, but like most games, it's negative half your health and you die.
Oh, okay. So I wasn't at... I mean, I was unconscious and I was done for, but I didn't actually get... Because, I mean, we were maybe 2 weeks into it, and Don was like... And I'm like, no, I totally get it. And I had to watch all of this happen and could do nothing, could say nothing. They had to figure it all out. And
is this a no mini campaign? Was it pen and paper only, no map, no minis?
Yeah, there was no map of the airship.
That's why I love no mini campaigns, because mm-hmm. with minis on the board, you know what's going on, even right. when you shouldn't.
Right.
So this is like my, I love no mini, no map, no mini campaigns where you mm-hmm. just have to keep track of shit. So yeah. much fun.
Yeah. Going into like when we were playing the campaign that Odie was doing, mm-hmm. I like having the map of like the mines mm-hmm. or the caverns or whatever you're going into, so long as everyone's together. But the minute someone separates, mm-hmm. you can still have the main map. But that person needs to be taken off. At, like you right. like you say, you can't see that they're in a side chamber and having this battle right. while you're over here. That's, mm-hmm. yeah. So that's as close to death as I have come in games.
Well, that about wraps it up for this yeah. week, I think.
I think so.
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
If you're listening, please.
Want to come play a no mini, no map. Yeah. Eberron adventure.
Oh, that would be great.
Or 13th Age. Or, fuck it. You pick yeah, the game.
You pick the game. Munchkin. Hell, I don't care. I'll play them all with you.
Advanced Astrophysics.
You're going to win. But
well, God doesn't play dice with the universe. But Neil deGrasse Tyson does.
Yes.
So.
And our thanks to a new month.
Pretty much the same Patreon. As the old month.
Pretty much the same as the old month. Big hearty two bards thank you to Hawk Robinson,
Leslie Sedlak,
Todd McKimmy,
Zombie Orpheus Entertainment,
Bradley Swan,
Gordon D. Ducky,
Dig by Davis, Look,
Paula Moran.
A man, duh. That didn't work out.
No, it didn't.
I was trying to do the man hat tan thing. It didn't work out.
Mark Bevier.
Mike Ut.
James Herbert.
Adam Mori.
Damn. One of them bit me when I was skin diving. Adam Mori. God damn it. Matatahu Hunt.
Mike Thompson.
Yeah. Tim Martini. That's all I got for that one.
Rob McLennan. No, sorry. Rob McLennan.
McLennan. A lot of Jerf. I'm not going
to. No, Laura Adams.
Tom. Tahomas. Brophai.
Donald Evans.
Doji Sharpay. This is fun.
I was just in Everett.
You were?
No.
Brittany, very nice classic car. I mean, Bentley.
Brad Roberts, not to be confused with any of the other Roberts.
Jennifer? Oh, jeez. Rife and Barry.
Rivel good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sehad Hones.
Wow.
Whatever.
You gotta stop doing that.
I know. I'm not doing that again.
Oh, that was the hardest stupid. Part of the podcast.
It was stupid.
Thanks for listening, folks.
We suck.